Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long and Steve Geller will join us at 5:40. Brian Kelly met the press today, and we're going to go to sound from Brian Kelly's press conference talking about National Signing Day and also movement and how they look at recruiting a little bit differently today.
We did have one player in the state of Louisiana sign. He happens to be the top player in the state of Louisiana, so we wanted to give him the due respect. Dominic McKinley out of Acadiana High School signed with us this morning. We're excited about him, a consensus five-star defensive lineman, ranked 13th nationally. I think that's 8 out of the top 12, 12 of the top 15 players in the state of Louisiana that we're able to sign in this class, and certainly adding Dominic to this class really tops it off for us. So really excited about his national letter of intent this morning, and also the transfer portal additions that I didn't talk about back in December. And look, I mean, it's very strategic for me in terms of looking at the portal. You know, we looked at it from a perspective of fit and need, but fit first. And as I've said to you before, I think it's, you know, for us, we're going to develop and build this program with high school players and then be very strategic with the portal. It's no coincidence that four out of the six players are from the state of Louisiana and have ties to the state of Louisiana, two from Baton Rouge out of U-High, two from New Orleans, and John Arrett and Warren Easton High School. And then two that are established players from the SEC. One of the things that we needed to do from an offensive perspective is we needed to add some offense back into an offense that lost some prolific weapons. And we do that with, three players in particular, A.J. Swan, C.J. Daniels, and Xavion Thomas. If you take those three together, combined, they bring in 4,200 yards of offense total. And so, you know, you look at, for example, A.J. Swan with 22 touchdown passes in 23. Jaden Daniels had 19 in his first year. So, you know, you're bringing in somebody that you feel really good about his ability to generate offense at the quarterback position. C.J. Daniels, 1,000 yards in receiving. And so, again, you know, replacing some offense was very, very important strategically, as well as we continue to develop and bring along young players in our program, we needed to do that. And Xavion Thomas, you know, 500 yards and 40 touches. Now you've got almost 100 touches with two wide receivers that have, experience coming back into your offense. So That was really important to us. Defensively, we were looking for somebody that was experienced and that played off the hash, and we got that in Jarden Gilbert, you know, safety at Texas A&M, played a lot of football, 25 games of football, and again, right here from U High. Jair Brown, who is an experienced player and a starter at Ohio State. And then Austin Osbury, who, you know, obviously from right here, who's an outstanding athlete. So, again, needs, we still have some needs. The defensive tackle position is one that we're still vetting, that we have some needs that we'll continue to look at moving forward going into the spring. Excited about Dominic McKinley and his addition today. And then moving forward, we could have, we've got a 7-day window here in the signing period. You know, we could have some other movement here. So, pretty excited about the closing of this this signing day, and then certainly the additions that we made in the portal.
Coach, you mentioned building through the high schools, and I believe on different programs, I've heard you talk about the reasoning behind that. Could you kind of elaborate on just the longevity that maybe those that you've experienced with those types of players versus the short-term goals of transfer player portal players?
Well, I mean, we had a huge need last year. You know, there were issues relative to numbers within our program where we had to go into the transfer portal just to fill the roster, you know, from a defensive perspective. And you know, that's not sustainable. And what's sustainable is player development, retention, and you do that through building relationships with your players that are here because they want to be at LSU, because, again, one of the other important elements is they're from the state of Louisiana. There's that allegiance to the flagship school and the university. So there's many levels and layers to that, but for me, I think the business plan has been all along to pull our base here in the state of Louisiana, develop the high school player, and then by doing so, you develop a relationship and a trust and an allegiance to the young man that's in your program. That doesn't mean you don't use the transfer portal. I think you've got to be strategic in it, and you've got to be in it when you need it. And I illustrated, you know, how we had to use it last year, and we use it again this year, and we'll continue to use it. But I think it's going to be development of our players first and foremost through the high school ranks.
What went in ultimately, you think, into being able to flip Dominic McKinley from Texas A&M there at the during this period, and what are you guys getting in him? What would be your evaluation at this point?
Well, look, you know, when we're talking about the flip, you know, certainly the coaching change there started it, right? So it gave us an opportunity to continue to talk about why we thought that this was the best fit for him. And during that time, when there's a transition, you know, you're able to, build a stronger relationship and trust. And so, you know, a lot of these are built upon that. And we did not have, a consistent situation either at the defensive line position. So, you know, we were fighting against it on both ends. So, you know, we had to solidify our situation and build some continuity there. But the window was opened with the transition at A&M. And then we just became consistent with our ability to, get with him and his family and show them why this was the best choice.
Coach, only three guys in this class are not from border states, whether it's Mississippi, Texas, Louisiana. What was the emphasis there as you think long-term and retention and things like that?
Yeah, those are the states that we have targeted relative to our recruiting philosophy. And so, we really focused going into this year of recruiting last year, obviously, that we wanted to be in these particular states to do our base recruiting. Now, as you know, we'll go anywhere for a quarterback. and quite frankly, we'll go anywhere for a difference maker. But our base recruiting is going to be in the border states, Georgia, Florida, and that's kind of where we're most comfortable and have the best, I think, success rate relative to LSU and where historically recruiting has been best served. So I think that that's just really following kind of the historical patterns and then really getting back into those each year.
You got some young defensive linemen, obviously, in this class in Washington. Didn't do anything in the portal with defensive tackles. Do you like what you have? Do you think you're going to have to do more in May? And, of course, you got a new defensive line coach. How concerned are you about that position and competing in the SEC for this upcoming football season?
Well, I love our young players. I mean, Gabe Relaford, obviously. We talked about McKinley. Demarius. I mean, we've got young, talented players. Ahmad Bro. You know, we're going to be in a really good situation. We've got edge players. And so that to me is an area that we're going to have to get more depth in the inside, the interior, in the shade, in the three technique. And we're going to continue to look at where we can continue to grow there. You know, we're still recruiting, and we'll continue to do that. You know, we have the spring portal that we'll address as well. So there are any transfer opportunities within the SEC, but there are opportunities in the spring outside the SEC. So we're vigilant. We're on it. We know where we need to continue to build depth. And we like the guys we have on campus. So we know where we need to continue to grow.
Hey, Coach, I know you emphasized, like, locking down the state of Louisiana when you first came here. And I know you just mentioned it just recently that probably 9 of the top 10 players in Louisiana that y'all signed. So how important was it for this class specifically to really lay down that message to lock down the state of Louisiana?
Well, I mean, locking down is a great word to use, but I think what has to happen is you got to go out and each coach has to have a geographical area in the state of Louisiana and then a pathway to get to the border states. So everybody has to be involved in the state of Louisiana. And you know, you can't take any geographical area for granted. You know, you've got to be all over the state. So I think it's just a commitment to, you know, getting out there and working hard. And that's, I think our staff did a really good job of getting out there and working hard and doing the due diligence necessary to, you know, represent a really strong brand. So I don't think it's rocket science. I think it's really about working hard and building those relationships and not taking anything for granted. Just because we're LSU, they're going to come. You need to recruit. And I think our guys did a really good job of recruiting, and we need to continue to do that.
Give you a chance to make your pitch here. You talked about the development, the development we saw on the offensive side of the ball, the line, the receivers, the quarterback. How much did that help in this recruiting process, either this year or next year? And then secondly, the new additions to your coaching staff, how warmly have they been received on the trail?
Well, I think we're seeing it, right? I mean, clearly this is another, you know, top 10 recruiting class. You know, the next year's class has gotten off to a great start. So, you know, clearly, you know, the success that we're having and consistency of performance, in particular on the offensive side of the ball, is resonating. And you know, you still have to follow it up with, you know, intentional, consistent recruiting, but both of those are working together. From a defensive standpoint, you know, the momentum is picking up, obviously, because there's great name recognition. There's coaches that are certainly recognizable, and they've been well received because these are coaches that have had success and have been successful in recruiting and have had strong relationships. So you know, the proof will be down the road, but we're certainly seeing early indications of, you know, higher results as it relates to our defensive staff and the new hires.
That was LSU head football coach Brian Kelly. And Charlie, it doesn't end if it's Brian Kelly, John Summerall, you name every college coach, major one. It's 365, 52 weeks out the year. Man, you out there recruiting and trying to re-recruit your own players. It's a hell of a task. You get paid a lot of money, but, man, it's a big-time job.
I think it was Tulane basketball coach Ron Hunter that we had on. He was talking about, like, yeah, the first thing I do is try and make sure that I keep my players that I want on my roster from entering the portal.
And so it's an ever-going process.
For sure.
And,
you're again, recruiting your own team.
Your own players.
It's crazy.
And, again, that's the world we live in, and get used to it because it's not changing.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.